Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Sherlock Designs.
That's right, Sherlock Designs for all your trophy needs, gifts like they do a whole range of little knick-knack gifts at sherlockdesigns.com.au. What is it, Oliver?
sherlockdesigns.com.au.
That's right. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode recorded live at the Catfish last Sunday. It has Dave O'Neill, Geraldine Hickey, Reese Nicholson and Mike Goldstein. It was very, very funny. So if you want to come down this week, you can see people like Luke McGregor, Tommy Dasilo, Danielle Walker and others who at the time of the recording haven't confirmed yet. Hey, also, for tickets for that, go to joshearl.com.au/gigs. That'll take you straight there. So it's 4 p.m. at the Catfish every Sunday going up until October 28. We have some amazing guests coming on the podcast as well. Also, if you want to support the podcast, you can be a Patreon subscriber. So last week, a new episode went up. That was really cool. So go to patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. W-I-A. Hey, thanks everyone who's been coming out and enjoying the shows. I've been having lots and lots of fun doing them, so I think that's all we need to do, unless you want to say anything, Oliver.
Brought to you by Catfish Studios. Sherlock Designs.
Sherlock Designs, that's it. Because what do? They give me...
moolah.
And what do I spend that moolah on?
Bills.
Oh, no, yeah. Anyway, enjoy this episode. I had lots of fun making it. Bye.
Don't you know who I am? The podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet, I learnt not to upset Sam Newman fans, is what I learnt. Don't know if you follow me on Twitter at all. I made a little comment about Sam Newman's faux retirement, and I said, why now, Sam? Why not 25 years ago? And someone commented so I was making a Simpsons reference. And then someone commented, who actually follows me, he was like, if only you had half the career he had, you flog, which I found very funny. And so I wrote back, if only. And he didn't like that. And so he wrote, how many more episodes of the footy show did he host than compared to you to Spicks and Specs? I know the numbers. So I said possibly about 1,000. He also exposed himself 2 more times, covered his face in Vegemite to appear like an Indigenous football player 1 more time, and he also, groped a mannequin with a female colleague's face on it 1 more time is 2. What's your point? And the great thing about fighting about Sam Newman, that was, all the characters, and there were still so many more things I could have talked about. Anyway, it kept on going on and on, and this guy fucking is like, it was like arguing with my children. And so I muted it, and then I thought, I'll go back a day later. And so 21 hours later, he wrote to me, Josh Earl has not been relevant since 1981. And I wrote, great comeback 21 hours later. I can't wait to see what you'll come up with in a week's time. And then he wrote back that this wasn't about you. And I said, you added me and even said my name. How is it not about me? And he goes, not everything's about you. I added you second. There was someone else I was adding first. So I sent a screenshot of how to delete people from the conversation and then muted me. Oh, but the best one was another guy came on and called me some lefty. Why don't you go suck Tom Ballard's dick? So I quoted that and said, Tom, are you busy? And Tom's down. So... Anyway, if this is your first time to the podcast, what I do is I get 4 very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, he is a comedian and an actor who shares his name with the values and culture manager of an Airbnb. Please welcome, it's Dave O'Neill, everyone! Yeah, wherever you want to go, Dave. Sit next to me if you want.
Okay, all right, all right. Good, good. I haven't had a fight with Sam Newman. I had a debate with Wayne Carey the other day.
Oh.
I had to debate him. I didn't know he was going to be there. It was for sick kids. You know.
Anyway. Haven't they suffered enough?
I know, but... And so there was a lot of people and I just said to him, mate, what can I say that the courts haven't already said, Wayne? I said, I don't know whether you're going to try and root me missus in the dunny or grab my boobs. So,
And the weird thing...
Went better than that. Bloody yeah. hell.
Debating him as well, you wouldn't be able to tell if he was angry because his forehead doesn't move. He's the...
Weird guy.
Yeah, he was my favourite footballer. Anyway, our next guest is a comedian who shares her name with the general manager of Gulmanda construction site in London. Can you please welcome from Triple R Breakfasters, it's Geraldine Hickey, everyone! Woo! G'day, mate.
Hello, thanks for having me.
That's all right. Do you want to put your jacket somewhere?
I like the way you're carrying your jacket.
Yeah, well, I don't trust people.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, there's not like there's a green room, no. So...
I could have put it behind the bar for you.
Bring my jacket up.
I could have put it behind the bar for you.
I don't think you should argue with people online.
Me?
Yeah, well, or yeah. anybody. Don't engage.
The fact that he follows me, though, that's why I thought, he obviously...
He's a fan.
...once liked me.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird.
I know, but once you start, it's hard to get out, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's good. My wife was just going, I'm going to bed now. Are you still fighting? Okay, yeah. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah. He didn't know whether you even look at it. Now it's a conversation. That's yeah. the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like in my day, if we rang up and got, we used to ring phone pranks, you know what I mean? And then you'd occasionally hit some old guy that would argue back. And you'd go, oh, fuck. Then you'd give out his number at school and go, you got to ring this guy. He's like, he's the best. He just argues with you. Like, oh, what are you doing? Ring me up.
Anyway. Yeah, well, my fridge is running. Yeah, shut up.
Yeah. Is Mrs. Wall there? Is Mr. Wall there? What's holding up your roof? God, we loved it. So imagine getting like Bert Newton's number and ringing him. It's like getting your Twitter feed, isn't
yeah.
it? And responding. Oh, anyway.
Am I Bert Newton in that analogy?
Yes, you are. You are.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Also joining us is a comedian who shares his name with the law firm Michael Goldstein and Associates, whose LinkedIn page says it employs between 0 and 1 employees. Can you please welcome, it's Mike Goldstein, everyone.
Mike G.
Mike G.
Mike G.
Hey, Mike G.
As he likes to be known.
All right. Hello, Josh, you flog.
It was you.
Oh, it was me, yeah. Great. So wait, did he say you haven't been relevant since 1981?
Yeah, so when I was born, very relevant. Oh.
You were a super famous baby, yeah. Just crushing it.
I was in the paper. Anyway.
You were born in 81.
Yeah.
I was in year 11. Wow.
Is that when you used to do your little ring-a-ding phone pranks?
Yes, yes.
It was like, here we go. Wait for it. It's going to be really good.
We used to send pigeons with fake messages. Anyway, go on.
For those listening at home, I mimed an old-timey telephone.
Yeah.
And only did 3 ones because that's how old Dave is. That's yep. And finally is a man who shares his name with not one, but 2 men who set up change.org petitions last year to let Richmond footballer Dustin Martin's father back into the country to watch the grand final. Can you please welcome, it's Reese Nicholson.
Both those petitions were started by me.
Yeah, you've got a lot of Facebook burners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of those words meant. Rich, what? I don't know how sport
Dusty.
Works.
Dustin Martin for Richmond.
Yeah.
You should know.
He was in The Graduate, right? Is yeah. That yeah, yeah, yeah. He's aged well.
Yes. Maybe his dad wouldn't want to come back now.
Not this week.
Not this
or
week.
Or maybe he will, actually.
Poor Dusty.
Mad Monday's tomorrow. Okay, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, what I'll do, I'll read out a status update by one of you four, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it. Your names are your buzzers. You can't guess for your own ones.
Mm-hmm.
Put your poker faces on.
Okay.
The first one is this one. 4 squares of snack and no pineapple. Get fucked.
Reese.
Gerald. Yes, Reese.
Oh, no, never mind.
Mike.
No, Reese, who do you think?
Well, I'm just going through maths now. Dave.
You are correct. It's a point there for Reese.
I love the pineapple.
It is the best one.
It's the best one. Why do they make just pineapple? Do they make just pineapple? They do. Oh, my God.
Dave's got to go.
I've got to go, yeah. Revelation.
I'm a big one for ranking the snack. We did it last week. I ranked the snack
really?
Flavours. Yeah. Last is?
Oh, Turkish Delight.
Oh, no, coconut ice.
Oh, coconut ice?
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Are you across the snack chocolate, seeing you're not from the country?
No, I have no idea what the fuck is going on right now. I'm so upset because when Reese said never mind, I thought I was all over it to fucking say Dave.
It's a chocolate with different flavours in it.
Okay, so what was the flavour?
There's pineapple, strawberry, caramel, coconut ice and Turkish Delight?
Turkish Delight, yeah.
See, I quite like the Turkish Delight one. Am I the only...
No, I like it too.
Yeah.
Get stuck in my dentures. I don't like it. Just playing to a theme here.
Sorry to anyone thinking they were going to get entertained today.
Yep. Sorry, Geraldine.
So I was just going to say, I learnt to love Turkish Delight because no one else liked it and I wanted more chockies.
Yeah.
On the
snow, my wife bought a block the other day and said, I'm buying this because you won't eat it. So
well, I don't even know what Turkish Delight is. That sounds like a sex move.
But you know.
It is in some ways, yeah. Okay. I don't know what I meant by that.
Question two. Surely there is a drag name called Mini Van Driver.
Geraldine.
Yes, Geraldine.
Reese Nicholson.
You are correct. Yes, it is true. Yes. A point there for Jez.
It's hard to say your own name, isn't it?
You can just say Jez.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jez, can you tell them what your drag name is? It's my favourite thing in the world.
Oh, I can't remember.
It's welcome to the stage, Sharia Law.
Yeah.
It's very good.
So funny. She sounds like she works in a cold. Sharia
Law. See, mine would be Eat It Piaf. That would be mine.
Oh, that's good. Mine's
not really. They told me it wasn't, so it's fine.
Mine's Grace Period.
Oh,
yes.
My other one was going to be Isla Fister, but no. Okay.
I like Erica Betts.
Erica Betts.
Bit political.
Next question.
Mm-hmm.
DM me if you're a life model. Nothing sus.
Ooh, Dave?
Mike.
Oh, yes, Dave.
Mike?
No, it was Geraldine. I put there for Jez.
It was me.
What was that for?
Nothing sus. I was looking at perhaps trying my hand at being a life model.
Oh, really?
Ah. Yeah. Trying to confront my fears of nudity. This is all from last year's show. Anyway, I went to a Japanese bathhouse instead.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
In Collingwood, where you're nude with other people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was I there when you were there? That's just me and one other guy.
Yeah. Oh, I was there, and you know how sometimes you walk into places and you can tell that people look at you and go, oh yeah, I know you, but they don't say anything. You know how you get that look?
Yeah.
Everyone in the audience knows. I got that look in the Japanese bathhouse from other people that were naked, and I was naked. I was like, Right, have a look.
We did a radio promotion there. Oh my God, I've had a flashback. called Nude Up with O'Neill. That's right.
Oh, that has not aged well.
No. Fuck, thank God it was radio. That's all I have to say.
And I get to go there with five listeners.
You went to with five listeners?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously all men. And we were sitting in the spa. And then one guy's like, I tried to start a conversation, how's it going? He goes, not good. I went, why? He goes, I was in the Gulf War and I'm having problems. And this other guy goes, I was in the Gulf War too. What are the chances? Two Gulf War veterans and me in the spa. Oh my God, I just had a flashback. I'd forgotten completely about that episode.
It's like the start of the most depressing gay porno I've ever heard in my life.
Do to win?
Not many people entered. I think that's
be in a war.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That sounds like my Vietnam, actually.
Wow. Oh, flashback.
Next question. Instagram stories should be called On the Toilet Cinema.
Mike. Geraldine.
I heard Mike first.
Reese.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Mike. Yes.
The amount of comments I got back from people on that going, I'm reading this on the toilet right now.
Yeah.
And I read all those comments on the toilet. We're all disgusting and this species is going to die soon.
It used to be you would deny that you would do stuff on the toilet. But now everyone's like, yeah, everyone checks their phone on the toilet. Yeah.
I don't answer a phone call on the toilet.
No, you don't answer a phone call. They can hear the acoustics.
Yeah.
But
I know.
We've all been in the public toilet when someone has taken a call, though.
Yeah.
No, we haven't, Dave.
Okay. We're back in the spa.
Next question. I prefer cat style to doggy style, which is I shriek in the alley outside your place when I orgasm.
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
I reckon that's a Mike G thing.
You are correct. Yeah. Yes, that is Mike Goldstein putting it for
Reese. We've toured too much together.
Otherwise known as a Turkish delight.
Next question. If you ever want to ask a group of strangers to applaud for a man that just yelled about masturbation, you should get into hosting open mic comedy nights.
Jez.
Yes, Jez.
Reese.
No, that was Mike Goldstein. Put there for Mike, yes.
We both yell masturbation, though. No? All right, delete that, please.
It is a good thing to have men just yell out wanking jokes and go, oh, am I too highbrow for you guys? That's always a
problem. Yeah. The hosting open mic nights is just a nightmare scenario, you know, because that's the worst thing. You got to get up and be like, yeah, give it a huge round of applause for my very good friend, everybody. You don't like these people at all. And there's not enough hand sanitizer in the world to shake all their hands.
Next question. My pre-show ritual is to let a serval lick cream cheese off my finger.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Geraldine.
You are correct. There's a point there for Mike. I did. And there was a photo that went with that, which was of...
A serval licking cream cheese off my finger.
Does everyone know what a serval is?
No.
It's like a animal? Big cat, small tiger.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said server.
Server. Yeah.
Like a fucking waiter.
How'd you meet one of them?
At the zoo. They've got them at the zoo, like out at Werribee, but not on display.
Oh, you got behind the scenes.
Yeah, mate.
Well, what's the fucking point of them then?
Just so you can pay a bit of money, go in and let them lick cream cheese off your finger.
It's a new promotion they've got.
Yeah.
Was this an off-books visit to the zoo or something? Or like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also known as...
A Turkish delight.
Gaze to Copeland. Thank you. Anyway, Andrew Gaze, not just me doing a homophobic slur.
Fuck you, man. You know
Andrew Gaze reference. I'm impressed. He's my age.
I once lived in the same house that him and his brother used to live in.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Was there a hoop in the backyard or...?
No, but at the top of the kitchen cabinets, they'd engrave their names up the top.
Oh, naughty.
Yeah.
I suppose anyway. They were tall, they could reach.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to know so little about something called Gaze. I'm the only one of them going, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right now.
Next question. My inner monologue is almost always, who's this cunt?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Reese.
Yes, you are correct, yes.
It truly is. Because it can work in so many different ways. You'd be like, oh, who's this kind of... Who's this kind
of... Yeah.
You're right. It's crass.
No. That's but usually your outer monologue as well.
It's the new... Because I grew up in Newcastle and it comes... Like, if I get a bit drunk, I become more Novocastrian. My fiancé has probably seen me in bars like, oh, who's this cunt? And he's like, hold me back. I don't want to rip my mustard sweater.
Novocastrian is a big word for anyone from Newcastle.
Yeah. Yeah.
God. Yeah.
Next question. I still keep thinking about how Peter Dutton wanted to be Prime Minister. That's like when you're in a band and the drummer says, hey guys, I've written a song.
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
Jez.
No, it was Dave O'Neill.
It's not bad. I should do that joke. It's not bad.
I can give you I'll give you the card after. You can take it with you.
Well, I was in a band and when the drummer would turn up and say that, I think we split up. So.
Because there's two people who are in bands. Oh, Reese, you've performed in bands.
What?
You used to get on stage in hot pants and dance with Machine Gun Fleischio.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Someone just went, oh, I remember that. That poor little abused boy. No, when I was like, when I was like 12 years old, I used to get on stage.
Your uncle was in.
Yeah, my uncle was in Machine Gun Fleischio. And but I remember I once, because I used to wear crazy costumes, and in retrospect, they were wearing like strap-ons as tails and stuff, and they were all very heavily on methamphetamines.
Their last album was called Machine Gun Fellatio on Ice. But and
true.
But I got up as a 12-year-old and I was like, thought, I'll wear a costume too. And I had like gold sequin hot pants on. And no one in the band went near me on stage. It was like, we don't need any more bad press about us. Anyway.
Because your band, Captain Coco.
Yeah, and I was in a band called Yeah Yeah. And
Mike's band, Smooth Operator.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, I know. We've discussed laugh it up, fuckers. Yeah,
we've discussed it before. Both ska bands.
Both ska bands.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
God.
You know, that's another genre that is dated fucking terribly.
No, it hasn't.
But different types of ska, okay? You're influenced
British
by...
ska. Yeah, British, the Specials are madness.
And
yeah,
you're influenced by really big baggy shorts.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
Rancid and those bands.
Rancid, yeah. Real Big Fish, Mustard Plug. You know, all the greats.
The Untouchables? The Untouchables?
No, I don't know them.
Oh, okay.
That was what Reese was in Machine Gun Fellatio.
I've always thought ska music is a good name for it because it just makes me think of self-harm. But,
I played in the Year 7 and 8 ensemble.
Ooh.
What was your instrument of choice?
I played the drums.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we played Nana Mouskouri's Turn on the Sun.
I'm feeling it.
Pretty great air drums there.
And our final question for this round. The only Australian Prime Minister to ever matter was Kevin Rudd because he put $900 into everyone's bank account to stimulate the economy and I spent it all on drugs.
Jez.
Yes, Jez.
Mike G.
You are correct. Yes, there is the point there for Jez.
Yeah, true Australian. That's me.
That was a good time when we all got 900 bucks for nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did
if
you
I
get it, Reese? You were building it too young.
No, I don't think I got it. I think I... No, that's the end of... I have no strong end to this comment. I did not get it, and I was quite... I think I missed it by about 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, I would have gotten it. Same thing. Like, I was just too young to see Daft Punk when they were here and that. Like, there's a whole... I have a crooked and sad childhood.
All right, yep. At the end of the round, the scores are Dave O'Neill on 1 point, Reese Nicholson on 2 points, Jaron Hickey on 3 points, in the lead on 4 points is Mike G. Yeah.
You lose a point for getting it wrong.
Oh, okay.
You didn't lose a point. No points lost.
Just didn't answer.
Yeah. All right. This round is called 9 to 5, What a Way to Make a Living. Now, we've all had shitty gigs and shitty jobs, and today we're going to talk about one gig that Mike Goldstein did that he remembers quite vividly. But why has it stayed with him? So, he was doing a bunch of mining sites in Western Australia.
Careers
what happened?
On fire, everyone. Thank you.
Was it A, the gig was outside at 7 in the morning after the night shift workers had just finished. As Mike started talking, someone yelled out, "Yankee cunt." Mike chose to ignore it, only for everyone to start chanting, "Yankee cunt." They did this for about a whole 2 minutes before the mining site manager grabbed the mic and told them, because of this behaviour, the bar was not going to open today. Oh, wow. Was it B, on the way to one of the sites, the car they were travelling in blew a head gasket and they were stranded in the middle of nowhere. A road train stopped to help and offered two of the acts a lift. Mike opted to stay with the broken down car, thinking he'd rather die of dehydration than at the hands of a methed up trucker. Or C, one of the comedians he shared a room with came home blind drunk and mistook Mike's bag with his laptop in it as the toilet. Mike jumped off the top bunk to rescue it, but unfortunately was too late and both he and the bag got drenched in an old comic's piss.
Again, I'd like to apologise for that.
Now, one of these is true. You can ask him as many questions as you can to try and get the right answer, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Who's you going to tour with?
Can I say names?
Yes. You can say names, we can bleep them out.
Okay, that one was Big Colin Cole.
Oh, my God.
Chris Dooley, who is, not the... was Scott Dooley? Was it Triple J? Yeah, so a different Dooley. And then that was Chris Franklin, Chris the Bloke Franklin.
Oh, he could easily urinate on your bag.
In
fact, everyone check your bags right now. The bloke might be pissing in your bag.
All right, let's... In the truck scenario, who went in the truck and where did they sit?
All right, so in the truck scenario, that was Dooley and Chris Franklin got in the truck, and Franklin was sitting middle and Dooley was in the window seat.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And what happened with the first scenario after the guy said the bar was closed? What happened then?
Oh, so angry. Just a bunch of... Well, first of all, 7 a.m. on a mine site. You know, ideal for comedy. So, yeah, but it was... they were very, very upset. And then, you know, obviously they're working in the middle of nowhere on a desert, so that's just made it worse. And then, yeah, it was very tense and very awkward.
What were they mining?
That was a gold site.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gold scene at the gold site.
That's right.
And what kind of laptop did you have?
Yeah.
I had a Apple MacBook Pro. Mm. Yeah.
What year was this?
The year 2011.
Well, they only came out in 2012. So as if I know.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, wow, okay, cool. Yeah. Very clever.
My teenage son was here. He knew. Yeah.
You know how Apple started in 2011, yeah, everybody? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. What software did you have on it? What programs were you running?
All right, the next morning after the pee in the bag incident, the person that did it, did they realise what they'd done?
Blackout drunk, had no memory of it whatsoever. It hardly apologized.
And so you were sharing like a bunk
situation. I had to hop off the top bunk, and I'll say which comic it was. Yeah, it was Colin Cole, who, if you've met him, he's about
huge.
6'9". And so I had to jump off the top bunk, and he's just got this huge fire hose dick just fucking swinging around the room. And I had to like a Secret Service agent jumping in front of it to try and save the laptop, and then still got pissed on. And
see,
then
and did the piss burn you?
Was it burned. It burned, and then they called me Mike Goldstream for the next.
See, I just like the visual of him seeing the laptop and just opening up the lid to piss in it, like as if it's actual toilet.
Well, there's an apple in there.
I think it might be A. Like, I think that's the most plausible.
You think they were just yelling out Yankee cunt?
Yeah.
Absolutely. They're all believable.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, we choose a different one, don't we?
You know, you can choose. You can both choose together.
I'll go the Wii. I'll go the Wii one. I could see that happening.
I'm going with the Wii as well. So we see.
So C, two C's, and Reese.
A.
See what he just called you? I think A, right? Is that the shouting and the bar
A was
being
the shouting,
closed?
Yes. Yeah. The correct answer was C.
Ah.
So someone pissed on his laptop and Mike. So a point there for Mike, a point there for Jez, and a point there for Dave O'Neill. No. Yay.
Oh. I'm very upset.
It feels like a hard-earned point, right?
Yeah.
That's fucking not worth
also,
it.
Also, no middle seat in the truck. That's how I got you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I like that you didn't let the other two know either. No. You were like...
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
I should point out that the winner of this podcast gets a trophy that's been designed by Sherlock Designs here.
They're great, those trophies.
Thank you. Yeah, so and Jez...
Oh, that's cool.
Jez
nice.
Was very excited about that and wants her name engraved on it if she wins, so...
I've never won anything, so...
Oh.
Come close.
No, don't. She's fine.
Yeah.
So did the laptop work after?
Yeah, because it was. I was able to.
Did you put it in a bag of rice?
Yeah, exactly. Put the whole thing in a bag of rice, and then he pissed in that later. It was this whole. No, I was able to save it, salvage it, and then I went out in the lounge and slept on the couch and called Beyond Blue.
Who's a comic, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know a comic's good when they have an adjective in their name. It's like big blah, 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 or sad blah, 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 or this joke isn't going anywhere.
The rule of three, great. Anyway, at the end of the round, the scores are Dave on 2 points, Reese on 2 points, Jez on 4 points, and in the lead on 5 points is Mike G. Yay!
Yay, Mike G.
This round is called In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You can ask them as many points as you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, so they get your point. So, first one goes to Mike. Now, Dave. Dave once did a gig for the Collingwood Football Club where at the end of it, they tried to pay him with a signed jumper. Nah?
They did.
You can ask questions.
I think he just confirmed it.
Oh, okay. Nah, that didn't happen.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
it was Richmond.
It was Richmond. I think that was the shortest iteration of that game.
Ask me questions. Go on.
All right, criminal mastermind, Dave O'Neill. Yeah, really.
So when you said, yeah, they did, were you telling the truth?
No. I would love a Collingwood jumper. They pay me in cash.
Do you follow football at all, Dave?
I have got... Well, I grew up in a Collingwood house. My dad's massive. He still goes. He went the other night. But my daughter started playing under 12s, Fitzroy. She's the star. She's 25. So she's quite short, though. So I've been to quite a few games because she's a Geelong supporter because that's where my partner's from. So anyway, I've been to quite a few games and got quite into it recently, yes, which is unusual because I'm 53. Yeah. So, and I grew up in Melbourne, but I don't like Collingwood. I do lots of jokes about them.
Right. So you did the Collingwood gig. And what year was this?
That was this year.
That was this year.
Via, Peter Hallier, he's a big Collingwood tragic, and he asked me to do it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this will be a good payer, because they're a wealthy club. They're a wealthy club. I thought this will be it, And they paid me in a jumper, signed.
All right. Did Eddie sign it? Eddie McGuire?
No, he wasn't there. No, okay. But all the players were there. I didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
There was, like, DeGoey, who was wearing a beanie, and I kept calling him the Make-A-Wish kid. Look at this kid. Do you really play, mate, or... Now I realise he's an absolute star when I watch the footy. The tall American guy, he was...
Mason Cox?
He was very friendly. He was the friendliest guy. Bucks just stared at me the whole time like he was going to kill me. But and he did have... I did ask him, what are your kids' names? And he said, they're called Jet and Ace. I said, what's the next one going to be called? Grouse? He's like... just stared at me. It's good times, good times. Goldsack, talked to Goldsack, who's a big star now. He had a knee thing, though, and he had one kid, so I said, well, there's some gold in that sack, Goldsack. It was a great gig, fuck, it was awesome.
Fuck.
Because I don't know who they are. All the other football
players... Well, wait till you find out there's a player called Steel Sidebottom.
I didn't meet him. Anyway, because a lot of the comedians are so in awe of these guys, but I'm not. So if they were 80s rock stars, I'd be shitting myself. If that was Brian Cannon from Pseudo Echo, I'd be like, oh my God, it's the guy from Pseudo Echo down the front.
If
they kick a ball on a field, who gives a shit, really?
If you're lying, you're an absolute sociopath.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Mike?
Well, they gave me this jumper.
He's still going.
I haven't got the gist of this game, have I? And I've been on your podcast quite a few times.
It's good. All you do is make these people laugh. That's all you're going
to
do.
It's a signed one. And I thought, what the fuck am I going to do this? So I took it to cash converters in Collingwood and put it in the window. It got stolen. Anyway, by their feral fans.
Imagine if I fucked this answer up right now.
So, no, it's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You are correct. Yes, it was.
Absolutely true. And the gig was in the foyer at the Holden Centre. I kept saying to Peter Hallier, we're in the fucking foyer, mate. He's like, no, the foyer's through there. I went, mate, I've seen foyers. This is the foyer. Anyway.
So how much is the jumper worth? Have you got it?
No, I've got it at home. I'm going to auction it at the school fete. So that's good news for Scotch College.
Wait a week. It might go a bit...
My kids go to a state school, so yeah, we're gonna wait a week exactly. Yeah. So I live in Clifton Hill, so there's a lot of Collingwood tragics at the primary school. So let's hope it raises some money for the school.
All right,
you're like the teenager from Making a Murderer. They just start you, and you just I murdered all of them.
Yeah,
I reckon
that's true.
He just wants to see WrestleMania. That's all.
Yeah,
all right.
My microphone.
Now to Dave. Now, Jez was in The Girl Guides. Well, wait for it. There's more. Okay.
What are your thoughts on The Girl Guides, Dave?
Yeah.
Jez immediately, yeah, I was.
Yeah. More a scout, man.
And on one camp, they were canoeing at Finley Lake when their guide was making all the girls line the canoes up and run across the front of them. The guide went to demonstrate and slipped, only for a girl to swing her oar out for her to grab onto, but missed and smacked her in the face... And this broke the woman's nose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah or nah?
Oh, yeah, that happened. That happened,
yeah. Where were you doing this? Where were you doing this? Finley, what lake?
Finley Lake. We used to go on canoeing trips there, so we'd spend the weekend canoeing on the Finley Lake.
Sure. And who? What was your leader's name? Was it Brown Owl? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, they were all Brown Owl.
It was all Brown Owl. And also I had one, Arana.
Did you dance around the toadstools or was that brownies?
That was brownies.
So you must was this guides or brownies?
This is in guides.
How old were you?
I would have been, I was in year 9 at the time, so 14.
Well, that's
What's
weird,
the difference between browns and guides?
Brownies are like cubs.
Whoa,
cubs.
Whoa.
Man. Brownies are little. Guides are bigger girls. And then there's ranger guides.
I was one of those as well.
Yeah, I went out with one of them.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. No, her name was Susan. Anyway, I think this is a true story because the detail. Yeah, I say yeah.
You are incorrect. It was nah. Point there for Jez.
What? Were you there at all? Were you a guide or?
Yeah, no, I was a guide, but no one fell over. I went on a canoeing trip, sure, but that was it.
Is that a euphemism?
I found the little man in the boat.
I want you to know, there's so many like finger jokes that I'm going through in my head right now as well. But anyways, no. And you're right. I shouldn't have said them.
Dib, 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 dob, dob, dob.
That's scouts, yeah.
That's, swallow on sight properly. That's the joke there.
Do your best.
Mm-hmm. So how long were you a scout for, Dave?
Oh, come on. To the age of 23.
And how old were you a guide until?
Oh, I was a ranger guide, so like
17 or 18.
18, yeah.
And you two on the end, how long were you too cool for? Like, is that
still happening?
I'm waiting for it to start. But,
So Jez got a point there. Now, to Jez. Now, Reese, at a wake for a family member, had his...
This happened.
I like your style.
Had his cousin take his shirt off, as in his cousin took his own shirt off, to show him the tattoo on his chest that read... The faster I go, the more she likes it.
Wow.
At a wake.
This is your cousin?
It's like I don't know what it is. He's like a third cousin or whatever it is. It's my dad's cousin's kid.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Whatever that is.
Third.
Yeah.
And they live in Newcastle?
No. No, Western Sydney. The Newcastle of the... I forgot what direction it is.
Right. And... How did... What do they do with their life?
I mean, basically ride quad bikes around their front yard and tattoo each other.
Is that a job?
Yeah. It's called being a hardcore bogan. I remember they had... this is something that really stuck with me at the time. So it was a wake around a pool.
Sorry, who had died? The one with the
my
tattoo.
My dad...
Bernie from Weekend at Bernie. Yeah. That's what it was.
My dad's aunt had died.
Okay, so the guy, the one with the tattoo going faster, harder, whatever.
Yeah.
It was his mum that had died?
No, his grandmother.
Oh, okay. Tell me what the tattoo looked like.
It was like what you would imagine, what's Ned Kelly's quote that they always...
Such is life.
Such is life.
That's
you know,
Ben
like
Cousins.
People when they have that on their... When they have that on their arm or something. It was that kind of like old-timey English script kind of thing. Yeah. But it not well done because an added fun bonus to this is that his brother had done it on him with their home tattoo kit.
Oh, wow. In prison?
No. Well, Western Sydney. So, in a way.
I'm not quite sure. Yeah. Okay.
And it was at the funeral, like during the wake, around
during the wake.
Pool.
Yeah, not at the funeral. The funeral wasn't in the pool. They weren't like lowering her down into the water.
Like a Viking funeral.
Yeah. They set her out and then they went, oh fuck, this is only about 50 meters. Not far at all.
Don't light her yet. Don't
light
her. That's what they do at Viking
funerals.
How did
it come up? Did you were you talking about tattoos or did he just bring it up?
No, he's the type of guy, a lot of confidence, and it's often pushed in the wrong way. Just was like, check this out. And it was still, you know, like fresh tattoos, they're still kind of vaguely bumpy and bloody. I mean, it just might have been what his chest looked like. But that's what it said.
I'm going to say,
You are correct. That is a true story. Point there for Geraldine Hickey.
I realised
I played that absolutely incorrectly, but it's just a good story, yeah, and I wanted to make it funny.
So Western, yeah. Western suburbs of Sydney.
Western Sydney. Great place. Great place. Look all at right. you out and about.
Now, Therese. When Mike was at school, his friendship group blew up when it was revealed that his friend Jake was having an affair with his friend Matt's mum.
Oh, my God.
Mike sided with Jake because even though he was wrong for doing it, Jake had a pool and Matt was a real downer afterwards.
So wait, okay, so your friend, you're in high school, your friend started having an affair with your other friend's mother.
Correct.
How old are you at the time?
We were juniors in high school, so 17.
Was your best friend Stacey?
Yes. Correct. Yes. No, my life is an American Pie movie. I'm the pie fucker.
What? And how did it all come out don't go into too much graphic, but how did it all come out that
Jake
this had been happening?
Was bragging about it in school.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah. And to be honest, a bit of a legend, right? Like,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, no, but it's awful. But what was the aftermath of the? So you sided with the guy because he had the pool.
Well, yeah.
Did are they together now?
Or like, what,
did
Jake and Matt's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're happily married.
Oh, that's nice.
No. Great.
Was she married to someone?
She was a divorcee. She was the cool mom. Like, we could drink in her basement.
She was a super
mom. You could drink in her basement, and then she'd suck you off.
You could drink in her basement, and then you could drink in her basement.
I think I've seen this movie.
Did she offer you any Turkish delight?
I tried. None for me.
I've locked the door. You've got to find the keys. They're on my body somewhere. In my body somewhere. I cut that the fuck out. I reckon... Nah. I reckon it's too good.
You are correct. Yes, it was. Nah. Hey. Point there for Reese.
Did she have the affair with you?
What's that? Yeah, I fucked his mom.
So there was no friend Jake or Matt, was there?
No.
All made up.
No.
All made
no,
up.
No,
great. Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome.
Good story.
Okay. At the
you
other
had
round.
Friends, though, right?
I had friends. Yeah, they had sex. No.
At the end of that round, the scores are Dave on 2 points, Reese on 3 points, Jez on 6 points, and also on 6 points, it's Mike Goldstein.
Oh, my God. Hey, guys.
Caught up.
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who, Who, Who.
Sorry, Dave's just had a little stroke there. Sorry about that.
Are you doing the final countdown?
I am doing the final countdown.
All right, so this round, I'll read out questions about all of you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You can't buzz in for ones that are about you. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. First one is this one. Who here had an experience with Lionel Richie?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Dave.
Dave, yes, you are correct. Yeah. It was Dave O'Neill. Yeah, it's a point there for Mike. Yes.
Yeah, that was... I interviewed him. And I said, you had a lot of hits. What's it like? He goes, you know, I've been to the top. And you know what's at the top, David? I said, cocaine, hookers. He's like, nah, there's nothing there. And I said, were you dancing on the ceiling at the time, Lionel? And looking at the bottom? He hated me. Anyway... I also interviewed his son-in-law, one of the Madden brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Married to Nicole Richie. And my first question to him was, so when you met your father-in-law, did you say, hello, is it me you're looking for?
And how did he go with that?
I hated it. I'm going to go play in your Green Day cover band, mate, whatever you do. All right. Blink 182, he's better than you guys. I didn't say any of that. He was tough looking with his tattoos and his KFC hanging off him. Anyway, go on.
Next question. Who here dislocated their shoulder after being kicked out of a bar?
Dave?
Yes, Dave.
Mike?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, it was Mike Goldstein, yes.
Ooh, what happened there, Mike?
What kind of bar?
It was a strip club, actually. Jake had just got done.
Yeah, Stacey had turned up to do a shift. And
early 20s. We decided it would be a good idea to take a group photo in a strip club, which you're actually not allowed to do at all.
Oh. Depends who's in the group, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And then very drunk, I thought it would be funny to do the classic thing where you unzip your fly and put a finger through.
Oh my God.
And it, yeah, it's great, right? Especially in the current climate, that would go off. And immediately ejected from the strip club, like, you remember Fresh Prince DJ Jazzy Jeff style?
Yeah.
Thrown out, landing on the shoulder.
Is your during it? Is your arm still through the fly doing the finger? Is that
that's why
it just got really far through the fly.
Next question: who here had George Pell tell them he was their biggest fan?
David.
Yes, Dave.
It was Geraldine.
You are correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Point there.
Wait,
Dave.
What?
I've heard this. You've told me this before. Where was it again?
I did some comedy in Israel.
Oh, as we do, yeah. Like, we've all gone to the kibbutz and...
It was at a kibbutz. It was at a kibbutz and I was doing... It was like a talent night and, I did some stand-up. Well, the first time ever doing stand-up and George Pell came up to me because he was there and he came up to me afterwards and said, I'm your biggest fan and that is not something I can put on a poster.
Were you then quietly moved to another comedy club?
Very good.
Because of all the awful things they did. It's still going on. Anyway.
Next question. Who here spent 4 years on the dole?
Jez.
Yes, Jez.
Reese.
It was Dave O'Neill. Point
Dave.
Off Jez there.
Probably more than 4 years.
I've lost it now.
On your Wikipedia, it says 4 years on the dole.
We were on the dole when I started comedy. We used to put in each other's forms. It was fucking great back then. Like,
yeah, you were on the dole when it was actually, you could just be on the dole for as long as you wanted
to. Yeah, it was easy. Yeah. It was great. We used to call it the creative scholarship.
Yeah.
The John Howard Creative Scholarship.
And I'd like to thank your generation for really pulling the ladder up.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, those are... they're arseholes. They made it so hard to get the doll now.
Has anyone here also been on the doll?
Yeah.
You were on the doll? I was on the doll. I was on the doll living in Launceston, where I was paying $33 a week, in rent.
Cheap.
Living in the city. Cheap. Going, why would I... Like, I had money left over at the end of the week.
But remember you had to put it on your two jobs that you'd put Coles, Safeway...
It was four then, but it was still... Four. Like, there was only four CD shops I was putting down every week. I'll go there. That was it.
Yeah. It was easy. It was easy back then.
Sorry.
No, how many fuck more yourself.
No. Also, uni was free when I went to uni. It was unbelievable.
How many more questions are there?
I won't say six.
Okay, great.
But you can get it.
I didn't
want to
give up. Like,
don't give
I'm
up.
Behind. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll keep trying.
I thought you need to go to the toilet or something. I'm like,
no. Next question. Okay. Who here recently saw a weird bird and they want to talk about it?
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
Geraldine.
Yes, you are correct, yes.
It's all about that. What sort of bird was it?
It was a pigeon, but...
They're not weird.
Wait for it, though.
But, the top half was pigeon and then the bottom half...
Trout.
Was magpie. Like, it had...
Oh, interspecies breeding.
Yeah, it looked exactly like a magpie, so I called it a pitch pie.
What about, a pork pie? Could you call it a pork pie?
Where did the pork come into it? It's
pigeon
and it's pie.
Pig.
But pigeon, pigeon.
I know, but it's...
Yeah.
I was just trying
now.
To make it...
Oh, no, that's
I was just trying to make it more fun. So there's a bit of a story like, oh, that's a pork pie bird. Oh, why is it called a pork pie? Well, it's half pigeon, half...
Yeah, sure, thank you. Pitch pie's fun. Pitch pie, say it.
Yeah.
Peach pie.
Peach pie.
Peach I can't. Pie.
Peach pie. Yang cunt. Yang cunt. Yang cunt.
Next question. Who here recently saw Beyonce in concert?
Oh, Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Geraldine?
No, it was Mike Goldstein.
Yeah. Oh.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
Was it good?
No, I did.
I thought she'd be great.
I did not enjoy it at all. It was
Why?
In New Jersey, and DJ Khaled came out first. And he kept going, what's
DJ
up, New
Khaled?
York? Yeah. He yelled, what's up, New York, 50 times. And I was like, we're in New Jersey, motherfucker. Like, what is... You're the stupidest dude alive.
And is it true that in the interval, everyone had to leave so they could set up the stage? Is that...
There was a rain delay because we were in an open-air stadium.
Okay.
So, she didn't start till 11 p.m. And then it went till, 2 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah.
And then it took us 4 hours to get back to Manhattan. So I had the worst fucking night of my life.
Because in some of the concerts, it was like... in the interval, they had to set up the stage, so everyone had to leave the stadium. So it's like 15,000 people just going out and then having to come back in. I'm going to do this after this, by the way.
At the bar.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Who here hates the feel of velvet? Hates the feel of velvet.
Mike.
Yes,
everybody.
Reese.
Yes, Reese does. Yes, point there for Mike.
Do you hate it as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Wow, way to back the fuck out there right at the end. Thought I had found a friend.
I don't know what I was thinking, but it wasn't velvet. Sorry.
It was peach pie.
The touch of a man.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm not asking for it, yes.
Next question. Who once got caught out by doing a joke about their neighbour only for their neighbour to be in the audience and not liking it one bit?
Jez.
I heard Jez first, yes.
Dave.
Yes, it was Dave who said me, okay?
It was me.
What?
Didn't you just say me?
Was he, what? Did I say me? Yeah, sure. No, I'm just trying to think of the story.
Well, apparently you did a joke about your neighbour because he said... you've just moved in the neighbourhood, and he said, I'll come over.
Oh, that's right. And then he stopped at the door
and
turned to me and my mate. He went, just want to get one thing straight, guys. I'm not gay. I said, well, we were going to try and root you, so that's disappointing. Was that the joke? It was a long time ago.
He was there.
He came backstage and shirt.
I like how you're reminding Dave of this story.
I know. I'm like...
Like it's the end of The Notebook. You're
like... I feel like I've never seen that movie, but I don't think it's a compliment somehow.
The fuck?
Remember that? Nah. I feel like I'm in a nursing home and you're my son's come to visit me.
We're going to get your cousin's tattoo gun and just start memento style.
Yeah, you're right. Insulted neighbour.
Don't buzz in on your lies. Okay, next question. Who here talked about sperm in front of the Prime Minister?
Mike. Not me.
Yes, Mike.
Reese.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, it was a point there for Mike.
Oh, yeah, no, I did. Yeah. On the project.
On the project, yeah.
Which one?
It's a good question.
It's been a few.
It was about eight ago. No, it was Malcolm. Malcolm. Oh. I was on there to talk about how ginger sperm is like a much wanted thing at the moment. And then he was meant to be on the... He wasn't meant to be on the panel and he just decided to stay on. And so I had to do like a cross to like... And now that... And I... it's on YouTube. I looked... right at the end, I think I said something like... it's important to like nicknames for redheads. I think it's about ownership. You shouldn't have to comment about someone for something they can't change about themselves. You know, like marriage rights or something. And it went stoically silent for a little while. And there's a lot of talk of like, well, we'll leave it there, Reese. Bye. We're doing news differently. And it was fine.
And our last question for the game. Who here got stuck in a bin during a photo shoot?
Mike. Jez.
Yes, Mike.
Dave.
No, it was Reese Nicholson, a point off Mike there.
Thank fuck, I thought it was nothing I couldn't remember.
I was scavenging for food.
God.
But it was a proper photo shoot for like GQ or Vanity Fair.
No.
Wasn't it?
The patchy homosexual publication DNA.
Oh, okay.
I kept saying, do you want me to take my shirt off? And they went, no.
Get in the bin.
I kept saying, because it was, and it's a fun magazine, but it's the type of magazine that people say they buy for the articles. And no one knows I was in that magazine because it's like, oh, Tilda Swinton's let herself go. Let's look at more nudity. And I really was stuck in a bin. There's a photo that he kept taking of me trying to pull, and he didn't help. The photographer didn't help.
At the end of the game, the scores are Dave O'Neill on 3 points. Everyone go for Dave.
Well, loser.
Reese Nicholson on 6 points.
Woo!
Jared and Hickey on... Oh, Reese on 4 points. Jared on 6 points. And a winner on 8 points is Mike Golson, everybody.
Oh, my God. Smooth operator himself.
No, you win the trophy, Mike.
Thank you.
I am fine. Yeah.
Can I just say you didn't need to correct that I had gotten less? You could have just gone, he also didn't win.
No, the train spotters who play at home, they'll be going, no, Reese got only four. Because you win, Mike, you get to plug whatever you want to plug. The Phone Hacks, the podcast.
Yes, I'm doing a podcast called the Phone Hacks Podcast. Oh, shit.
Oh, two fans.
Jesus.
Of course, it's a fucking very vocal dude by himself.
All right.
comedian Nick Capper and I, we swap phones and we ruin each other's lives. And we've had plenty of guests on, including Dave O'Neill.
Yeah, sure.
And then future guests, you guys, if no, never. Won't do it.
Never.
Yeah, you, does you the guest have to swap the phone too?
Yeah, so we swap phones.
Oh, God, no.
What do you have to hide? What are you hiding?
Do you know what? It's not even like nudity or anything, because not a nude picture of me exists.
Yeah.
It's more that I know of. But I am a... Okay. And DNA. But the... But it'd just be more like hurtful things I've said about people.
Oh, that's it. It's screenshots in other comics' phones is the most damaging shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we're all secretly bullying each other all the time. So, yeah, the phone
hacks. I hate everyone here.
Everyone.
Who's this cunt?
Who's this cunt? Yeah.
Yeah, you've all wronged me.
Well, when I went on it, you maybe put up a post on Facebook that I was starting a comedy school.
Yeah. Dave O'Neill's comedy course.
And people still ask me about.
You're still getting messages to this day.
Yeah, I am.
So it's very effective what we've been doing.
My greatest fear is that I've done this before. I've sent a screenshot about, like, where I'd screenshotted a conversation and sent it back to the person. And just them being like, why have you sent me the screenshot of this conversation? Be like, oh, I don't know how these bloody phones work. Bye. Never talk to you again.
I had that where someone sent me a comedian who I'm not a friend of. And
I'm right.
It was a really bad review, and it was in my pocket. In my pocket, like on my phone, it goes to my Facebook, goes straight to my gallery, and then my phone just sent that out. So I just sent the screenshot of another comic's bad review.
Oh, no.
And I was dropping my kids off at school for like...
Is that a euphemism?
I didn't check it for like 20 minutes. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, and had to delete and going, oh, wasn't my fault. I don't think they ever saw it. It was like 8 o'clock during the comedy festival. No one was up that early, yeah.
No. I know that you're probably telling the truth, but that sounds like the biggest
lie. Oh, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Of all, anyway.
Anyway.
And that's why you lost.
Yeah. Reese, where can people see or find you?
Just Reese Nicholson and all the social media thing. I'm doing like a little tour at the moment. You can go on reesenicholson.com for details of that. I'm going to places like Newcastle and Sydney. Big tour, and I think I'm going to Perth as well. So yeah, look, come on by.
And you got a gig in the UK very soon.
Yes.
UK listeners,
like I would say, too soon. It went on sale today. It's on in a week, and yep, that even people that don't work in show business know that's a terrible decision. You know, London, where I'm not known at all. So that'll be fun if you're in London. I'm playing at a place called... no, can't remember the name of the venue either, so...
Soho Theatre? Soho?
No, not good enough for that. It's called Two North Down. Yeah, so come on down.
Oh, yeah.
Geraldine Hickey, where can people see or find you?
On social media... Mostly Instagram, that's my favourite. Although I've got a new... doesn't matter. My phone's broken at the moment and I've got this shitty phone that does not take good photos, so I'm not updating Instagram that much right now.
What is it, like a Motorola or something?
Yeah, it's just an old iPhone, so I'm still dealing with it. And
are you just saying this so I don't ask you to be on the podcast?
No, well, it'd be no, they've got nothing on there. And I'll do it. Sorry. I'm on Breakfast on Triple R 102.7.
Again.
Subscribe.
One fan not as vocal as Mike's fan, though.
Maybe the same fan. Yeah. Just learnt his lesson.
Supporting, yeah.
And Dave O'Neill, where can people see or find you? Can you still see Dave on Tenpoint?
I'm only on Gumtree these days.
If anyone wants to buy a Collingwood jumper.
Yeah, my Collingwood jumper. I made a sitcom part of Ten's pilot week, and it's called Dave, and it's still on Ten Play.
Jez is in it.
Yeah, I'm in it.
Geraldine, thank you. Geraldine's fantastic in it. She stole the show, absolutely.
Great. Yeah. Hey, thanks everyone for coming down to the Catfish. Go up for the people at the Catfish.
Yay!
Thanks, Joshy.
Have some food. Enjoy a drink. We'll see you around. Bye.
Yay.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.